Cars. A lot of cars right here. Should I wait it out and get the lane I want? Oh, yeah. Okay. Yes. I have done said thing, and everything's okay.
In cowboys and that dying breed of men, I guess you'd say, there's some interest there, isn't there?
Oh, for sure. You know, I think there's a lot of curiosity there because it's, you know, somebody that lives in New York City, it's way outside of, you know, their day-to-day life. So when that, you know, when the cowboys, so to speak, come to town, that's something they're very interested in seeing. So yeah, definitely. I think that's, once again, it's the uniqueness of the culture that is very appealing to, you know, not only the fans but, you know, the potential sponsors as well.
Yeah, I saw something earlier this week posted that, speaking of how everybody's kind of wanting to be that man's man, and it said that if you have a beard and cannot change a tire, please shave. I don't know. It reminded me of cowboy because I
fuck off.
When we come to New York, the ladies, not in the way people think I'm saying, but with our bull riders, they like that. They're happy to see a man with whiskers. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, for sure. I mean, it's almost like when you go to, you know, cities like that, it's almost, they're like, these guys are fictional characters. They're not real. And these people's everyday lives, so when they come to town, it's almost like, you know, the superheroes are coming to town and they get to see them firsthand. Yeah,
they're right. In my case, they're right. I can almost fly, so they're close. we've been talking a lot the last few weeks, last couple months, about all the young guys. I know you represent some young bull riders. The demands compared to, I was thinking of a Chris Shivers all those years ago.
Always thinking of Chris Shivers.
And was an instant star.
Go.
But compared
oh my God.
To that, 10, 15 years ago, the demands right now that these young guys have are tenfold, sponsorship-wise, media-wise. Your role in like a Derek Kolbaba, for instance, what is your role as an agent? How hard is it to balance, and how much do you communicate with the bull rider himself to make sure you're going the right path?
Well, I mean, every bull rider is different. Personality has a big play in it, but...
Pencil. took a hit and then they passed it to me.
It's the wrong.
Yo, I can feel my senses.
It's numb.
Yo, fuck the 40
hours. It's the wrong.
I'm chilling like a villain.
Here I come.
And that's how I'm living. Tonight is the night and I'm looking real sporty. Proper Friday evening and I'm ready to party. Cause you came in with a handful of snaps. Fuck it, fuck, let's shoot some craps.
Yo, what's a hit for?
A fin or a half?
Don't shoot that tear, nigga.
Don't make me laugh. I see one a dub and he think that shit is funny. But I'm 7 and 11 and I'm taking niggas money. Yeah, watch me cross the hat.
Drew's in the building. There's new albums out right now.
Don't get that shit on Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, all that.
Did you stop smoking yet?
Nah, not yet.
You did for like a week.
Yeah, when and then Trump got elected.
Yeah, I feel that. You got a phone call. Who's on the phone?
Let's go to line one. Corey checking in from Richmond.
Yo, what's good?
How you doing, Corey? Everything is great. You're on Show Off Radio. Drew is here. Static Term, Sammy, myself. It's a great day. What's up? Talk to us.
Facts. I'm just getting off work, you feel me?
Sounds good. I feel you.
Well, I just want to say, yo, my man, you really remind me. I feel like something deep down, like MF Doom type shit, you feel me?
Right. I mean, somebody told me I sound like The Game today.
We actually scratched that Doom on that song.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I was listening to the song, and then he said Doom at 95. I'm like, oh, word.
That's a little homage, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Salute.
That was really dope, man. That's really dope. Thank you, Corey, for bringing that up. That's really, really dope. Salute to those hip-hop heads who know Doom. That's a really good thing, and I think that's a good compliment, man. And even dope that you said that.
I'm a huge fan of Doom, you know what I mean? That's probably my favorite rapper of all time. You know,
yeah?
Him and Big, yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I mean, Drew's new album's out. It's time to celebrate. Like, we doing things. And, you know, it's time to fucking show off, man.
Yeah, let's get it.
Let me give Drew something. Let's see, I'm going to pick something random. Right. You know what? Let's rhyme over some static. Woo! Primo static.
Sack.
Same 45. We're here every Thursday night.
Thursday night, Thursday night. Yeah. Turn this up one time, check it out. Yeah. Listen up, yo. Old school is the flyers. Nah, really, I'm the flyers. Where would you play a psychiatrist on my wrist? Talking through these beats, be my therapy. I'm like, toss on that 03 mixed with infamous Eric P. Make these other rappers put their mouth on their fucking call. Better to be off putting than putting off. I already killed mad time. Civil clock strangler, never rock wranglers. The most active, though I'm always in a crib. One take without dubs, and please no subtract libs. More than just really good, I'm the best. Never SAT, I spit the test. Number 3 draft pick, chip on my shoulder. Before I won and chip, the shit turned into a boulder. Had to get that monkey off my back, sorta like getting a junkie off the crack. Me on a funky track, madness like the brackets. How my flow, stay in the pocket like silicon gel packets. On some Craig Mack shit, the album cut a fuck with one line. Time to go rest and unwind. Sight, hit up with more fire like a fine artist. I am, I draw ire. The human resources of rap, I get them higher. Bodies up the cast, leave something to be desired. See the game get infiltrated by an outlier. Shit is trash, had to look to the past to get inspired. Left gold mines on the shelf. Sometimes you gotta go back and steal old mines from yourself. Like when I took mad trains with my punk rock chick. We gave these bad brains. Current state of music made us mad offended. Shot the radio like Harvey Keitel and Bad Lieutenant. All formatted, they got it wrong. I'd rather listen to the Pina Colada song. Give the culture an enema. Whether I'm kicking old shit or it's new line cinema. Whatever we spitting on, y'all feeling is hitting on all cylinders. One word to describe the style. Villainous. Make moves up the hill and climb. Doing what I always been doing. That's killing time. Check it out. One more time.
We live.
Yo. Searching for clues like a crime fight. Took time to make every rhyme right. Was it no rush to get into the limelight? I ain't Getty Lee, I holler when I'm ready, B. More chop to Eddie B on a Frankenstrap. Tapped into something different and they cranking that. Don't step in truth if you don't want to spank him. Train of thought on the tracks, but I'll be blanking. Like, what's the word? Greatest in any era. You must have heard that I run a genre. You're all yards pupils. Spit the first quadruple long terms, but they conjure. I conjured up an honest approach. That's why I fly private than your Andy Reid ass coach. Like tennis, I'm the best of 3. Other 2 will break the time space continuum. They try to mess with me. Yo, watch the metamorphosis. More range with the raps, better choruses. In a haystack, trying to find a needle. I saw it come together like the Beatles. I ain't let it go, rather let it be. Lucy in the store with Penny Lane. Talk a lot, but most importantly, I listen. Then go execute the vision with acute precision. Getting warm with Brock, found a formula. Rock him on the setup, punchline, bring the vision. From the ashes, we risen. That's why my manager get PC when I pop, like a prison. My rhymes ain't rhymes, they like sentences. Do my time and don't ask for repentances. There's more than the clinking ink in his pen. Think you can fuck with Drew, think it can.
Get him. Road Drew, yeah. We live, man. Show off radio. Pax is out now.
Yeah, go get that.
Yeah, man.
Very dope.
A lot of new music, man.
Yo, big up my man RTNC. He did like half the album production-wise, you know what I'm saying?
Let's, before you get out of here, let's play this joint with Danny Brown, man.
Yeah.
Danny Brown's dropped a dope video with Jonah Hill.
Yo, that shit's crazy, yeah.
It's really strange, but it's crazy.
That's my guy, big up.
Yeah, man, it's at your old Droog across the board.
All day, hit me up on Friendster. Droogster.
Hit him on Black Planet, Nihente, all that.
Yeah, local hookups.
Russian Planet, Ukraine.
Yo, Galaxy. Asian Avenue.
grandma hips.
Walk one, fog horn, leg horn. Come Halloween, I'm the wrong one to act on. Four Megatron, left arm and over homonyms. Far from PC, I'm VC with his arm in the rim. Got songs to him, kick a rhyme on the whim. Come for me, chance of you surviving extra slim. Like a skinny MF Doom, it'll be next to grim. Knock you on your loose lips, popping off at the gums like a packet of Eclipse. Dog, you slipped and not recognizing y'all was gone since we used to boost chips in a box, two sips. Rocking pants to Swiss, then I link with Rich, the flip product. The product of that was utterly hypnotic. Your mind is not equipped to understand y'all quips. Shut up and keep with your grandma hips, man, built like my auntie. Hopped online to say joke, eternally sleep, telling cats to stay woke. By doing this, I'm a neighborhood treasure. I pack some more, and just for good measure, that's a good measure, ain't it? I can see the future, and that ain't it. For trying to take the pictures I painted, I just might go start a residency, pump it out the Gramercy. Teacher said I was nice with the Gramercy. Lord have mercy. Thirsty, firstly known for flowing with finesse like Percy P. Going hand in hand, can't see me man to man, pushing man auras. Fuck a banana, ram a Pandora. That cat sedentary on the road to dead and buried. Practically souvenirs, haven't made a move in years. Now give me Dapper or five. Old Drew, the greatest rapper alive. Shut the fuck up. Shit, the part in that. I walk in, they be like, who let the Martian in? Said I'm the best, ain't a single nigga quit. Either it's the truth, but these niggas disrespect. Took it as a sign, every nigga just a set. Changing of the card, all these whack niggas exit.
Only Cameron can get away with this right here.
Talking about my business. Kill a kill, na-na-na. Kill a kill, na-na-na.
I need to say sorry, I already knew it. But my problem let me do it though. Heard that, his problem let me do it though. Best girl in the world, I made him do it. Like a small condom, I can do it though. I can do it though. Heard that, I cheated another one in the books for me. She clean, roll weed and cook for me. Ain't hear from the kids, she would look for me. Now she's so mad that she won't even look. Them damn iPhones and cameras, nights in Atlanta. Tried to bring a gift, she said you ain't saying. I'm just showing man that she reaching for the hammer. She ain't got ears, they replaced with antennas. Hard to believe, I messed trust up. No good or bad, just tough luck.
This is terrible.
I looked in the eyes like I'm fucked up. Crypt up my life path to monetize. Made mistakes, I apologize. And I'm moving your day. You know, maybe that some dudes relate. I want my baby back. I tell you a million times, I'm sorry. Wildlife right here, no safari. I'm dressed up. I messed up bad. Later or that night, I put a key.
What the fuck?
To sell it or sniff it, yeah, I don't know. Cause I got pulled over by Popo. Oh no. Day to day, life dealing with reality. Lawyer got me off on a technicality. All I think about, we was making a Mallory. Nothing left but increase my salary. Now money is the focus. Hustling president, POTUS. Anything else right now is focus. Real estate opened up, I gave notice. Murder was the case, Calvin Brodus. Blue magic though, hocus pocus. They forgot that my dose is dopest. Made a million one week, it's hot. Retail therapy, y'all shocked.
is popping. Speakers in the door, so it's knocking. I got all the keys, so I'm locked in. Felt above the Lord Johnny Cochran. And I'm on the rebound, riding. Let's get this money, baby. Let's get this money, baby. Ain't nothing funny, baby. Later on that night, I laid in my bed. Them birds was chirping, so I'm counting my breath.
This shit is the worst.
But I can't get
what the fuck?
About my head.
Let us know what you think about the Cameron Sammy song from White Girls. That's what I call it. I know it's a hit record. To me, it's a song from White Girls. Terry Crews sings. But yeah, man, Shade 45. We got some special guys. You guys can sit down. You want some Hennessy? You got some vodka. We got Tuxedo in here, man. Mega Hacko and Jake One. They make funky shit, but Jake One also makes boom bap shit. Mayor also makes what we call some soulful. Some 50s, 60s, 70s shit. So, but 2017, though.
Music for people to drink Hennessy to.
Ooh, I like that. I like that. I like that. We here, man. So what's going on? You got this the second Tuxedo album?
This is the second.
Tuxedo 2.
Creative-ass name.
You thought we couldn't do it.
This is like Run the Jewels meets fucking Groove Out at the fucking disco.
This groove out at the at the disco, at the barbecue, at the
summertime music.
Sunshine.
It is definitely summer music.
First and foremost, I want to say I don't think we like formally covered this because I was South by and all this other shit. Rest in peace, man, Jonathan Moore.
Yeah. Oh man, rest in peace.
Jake's the first one I hate. Also, if for those that don't know, real quick, let's just pay him some homage, man. He was a lot of people call him like the mayor of like Seattle hip hop scene.
For sure, he was For most people that weren't from the city, if they came to the city, that's who, the first person they knew to ask for anything.
He was the link. Yeah.
And he he was really big in my career. He plugged me to a lot of different things over the years.
He got around a lot with Red Bull as well, doing a lot of producer stuff, DJ stuff.
Yeah, we did a beat battle that a lot of people came through. Yeah.
Just a truly, genuinely good person and a very unselfish person. I mean, he was that guy.
Good dude, man. So salute to him and his family. I know they got the, what is it?
The event.
Not a Kickstarter, but it's like a GoFundMe.
Yeah, for his kids' college. Shout out to Oopy. He might be listening.
It was cool, not cool, but it was very respectful seeing his son talk about the situation.
His son is taking it really, like, in a positive way, like, kind of just trying to carry on his legacy. Really proud of him, because it makes us all feel stronger, you know?
And there's a benefit as well, I see.
There's a benefit on the 7th, Macklemore's performing. There's going to be another one, more national people.
If you're in Seattle, or anywhere around Seattle, and you're into the hip-hop scene, then you need to be at that, so.
They all know.
Yeah.
I just got to say it. You know what I mean? I wanted to, it's hard, because...
Yeah.
Motherfuckers moving around, so many people. Yo, rest in peace, Garnett Reed, man.
Yeah.
Who passed this week. Very good dude and friend of mine for over 10 years. So we're losing a lot of the OGs, man. And, sometimes when people are behind the scenes, they don't get the proper due. So I'm going to make sure, as long as I'm around, that I get to show that proper due.
He was like in his 40s, too, right?
John was too.
Yeah, he's 47. The thing that's that I think people, if you can't get to Seattle, just know the great energy that Jonathan represented, and also Garnett. It's just you see these individuals who don't have these projects. They're not like in that forefront, but the movements that they help and the individuals. But
you gotta acknowledge too, like, not everybody makes it into their 40s living off hip hop. Like, they had long careers that they put on so many count. Like, if you made a list of everything these guys did, I actually saw Pete Rock put up a picture of Garnett, and it had like a list of all the people he worked with. It was crazy. I'm sure there might be something like that with John, but if you put all the names he helped out, like, Jesus Christ, it's crazy. So, I just wanted to pay homage real quick. But right now it's about Tuxedo in here. Jake One, Mayor Hathorn. I've been a fan of Mayor's. Well, first of all, me and Jake known each other for a long time. But this guy's top five producers in the after the year 2000.
I'm falling off though.
Nah, but don't get it twisted. Jake's getting those pump checks on the.
I'm creating shit now. But yeah,
your credit game is crazy lately.
I made some real hip hop ass beats before I left out of here. I'll do this with him, and then I'll be like, man, this is just. I love it. It's happy, but I gotta do something gritty. You know?
Jake, in all seriousness, I gotta tell you, and I think I called you when you did the rock cocaine.
Yeah,
like I know a lot of people tell you I came before you was really that Jake at that moment when we was in Seattle on tour, and I remember you came on the tour bus.
Woo-hoo!
This right here, I never wanted to hit my mother in the face. I never wanted to put her through sheetrock. But when I heard this beat right here.
Still one of the best beats of all time.
One of the only beats to ever switch fucking
yes,
tempo
time the signatures, yeah.
Did you enjoy when Busta got on this?
Yeah, Busta. 50
made it a whole different thing.
Nah, I like Busta because he rhymed over that portion.
I actually made this beat with Busta in mind.
Yeah, De La.
Yeah.
I thought for sure it would be like, you know, an intro to his album or something.
Yeah.
And at that point, he was actually fucking with me real early.
That two blocks where the satellites are gone, I guess. Just curious to hear about how Busta Rhymes passed on this beat, but now we're never gonna know.
Snippet mix, because otherwise we take up the whole show.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Static, you gotta play Moving On Up, though. They're Moving On Up.
Which one's that?
That's 50 Cent. That's, I think, his most slept on record with 50.
Mm-hmm.
My man, I listened to that like 1,000 times back.
I got that. Oh, it's on Curtis.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So slept
Curtis. On Curtis. All right, I'm gonna play that, and then we're gonna come back and talk about Tuxedo and groove it out, man. I wish the porn star stage would have been dancing, man. What's going on?
And it's.
Jake one shit.
Niggas copy my style, but slide to switch up on. Yeah. Shut up shop. You niggas gon' move for me now. You gon' see now.
my attention. Rearrange shit. This is for you, dog. This is new shit. I'm from Southside. Nigga, we do this. They say I'm grindy. It's hard to find me. When the sunlight cut the sky, niggas wanna lie me. Try and kill me. Boy, nigga, I think you try. Fuck that. We moving on up. Yeah, we getting that dope for sure. We moving on up. We get pruned up. Cash is for show, you know. Nigga, you know what? We moving on up. Yeah, we getting that dope for sure. Pruned up. Cash is for show, the dope. Nigga, you know what? I'm by my bread now. I cut your head now. You know you weak niggas used to be dead now. I hold the block down. I gotta drop now. Nigga, I'm eating. You know I ain't gonna stop now. One more trip, one more flip. I move a truckload, nigga, not one brick. They make me so sick. Fucking sick to my stomach, and niggas talk sick. But they know they don't want it, my clique's so sick. Niggas now we on it, but I'm more shit. You can't never be on it. I spit a chin, start bitching, call my name in your neck. I'm a little who's run up on your ass with the tech. Yeah, I stunt the vet, got stash the vet. I get hit in the window, I get ass with the jet. I'm oh so fresh, so motherfucking clean. 24-inch green when I pull up on the scene. We moving on up. Yeah, we getting that dope for sure. We moving on up. We get pruned up. Cash is for sure. You know, nigga, you know what? We moving on up. Yeah, we getting that dope for sure. We moving on up. We get pruned up. Cash is for sure. The dope, nigga, you know what? Smoking that dip for PCP. Got a nigga, nigga, walk on water.
I don't think this song's very good. The beat's fine. The beat's no problem with that. Like, his hits are hits, and they're legit hits, you know? Like, whatever, he's good on them, but so much.
Show off radio.
Classic hip-hop shit. Dr. D.R.E. Rose and Jay. Let's get them.
These are so special.
Popping floors. Now we front row at the awards. Number one for the last 20 years. If you real, motherfucker, scream cheers. Motherfucker, scream cheers. Yeah, and it is what it is. He wanted to shine at the swap meet. To the white boys, got him in that hot seat. Only love it when I hair long. You should listen to this beat through my headphones. Money long, number one, 20 years strong. Fuck up Jim, I am him, Andre Young. G5s to 6-4s, Dre got him. If the bitch bad, I got her in red bottoms. Great weed, nice homes, bread proper. Tech 9, one chamber, top shotter. Billy Cool, new yacht, my helicopter. Born broke, real nigga, straight out of Compton. The fuck you magazine niggas want from me? I rewrote the game, nigga, now talk money. All black on my Al Capone shit. I built the house, nigga, get your own shit. I only love it when her hair long. You should listen to this beat through my headphones. See our niggas. Hit switches on that shit one time. Huh. Let the top down. I came a long way from the weed game. 20 snacks, seats at the heat game. And I'm still strapped with the heat, man. Can't be stepping on a nigga's feet, man. Hey, best niggas came from the D game. Cause it was a crib, said it was a C thing. Brown bag money in a duffel bag. Fuck them all with them, then we got a double bag. The homie whipping chickens in his mama kitchen. On a mission, say he did it for his intuition. Dreams coming to fruition. Stumble but I never fall, leaning on my pistol. I only love her when the ass fat. We should listen to this track in my Maybach. I'm just trying to be a billionaire. Come and suck a dick for a millionaire.
It's just different. I know it feels different. I only love it for
y'all should know by now. If you don't know, millions on the wall in all my rooms. Niggas couldn't fuck with my daughter's room. Niggas couldn't walk in my daughter's socks. Banksy bitches, Basquiat. I ran through that buck 50 Live Nation running me. They working on another deal, they talking 250. I'm holding out for three. 275 and I just might agree. XD boy used to park my Beamer. Now look at me, I can park in my own arena. I only love that for weave, no. I'm still a hood nigga, what you want me to do? Been hopping out the BM with your BM. Taking a place you can't go with your medium. Screaming copy DM until I'm a dead poet. Robin Williams shit, I deserve a golden globe, miss. I take an ace in the meanwhile. You ain't gotta keep this calendar, it's just a freestyle. Fuck rap money, I make more of crates. Fuck show money, I spend that on drapes. Close the curtain, fuck boy out my face. I whip the coat, let the lawyer beat the case. Murder was the case that they gave me. I killed the Hermes store, somebody save me. Stuck to the max like a baby. Oh shit. Stunting to the max, I'm so wavy. Used to shop for TJ Maxx back in 83. I don't even know if it was open then. I ain't no Oprah then. Had the XL 80 bike. Loud mode, they be like, damn, when I'm coming through.
Yo, that joint right there.
Listen, Static, let me explain something. I knew this guy when he, early. And I didn't, I was your boy Barrow, was your manager type dude, I forgot his name, his numbers, he had like numbers, I forgot the dude who was giving you like,
Walt, 427, that makes sense.
There you go, so Walt was the plug for me, cause you know, I tried to get a Jake 1 beat, but I could only afford a vitamin D beat. Not saying anything.
Shout
bad.
Out vitamin.
Shout yeah. out the Phantom.
Salute to him. I gotta tell you, man, that's a song I wish I, if anything happens to me in the future, I don't know, but that beat, that energy, it's amazing. And I don't like you as an individual, but as your production.
Thank you, man. That's the best compliment.
What is somebody. How much yeah, was definitely. It? How much was it done before it got the Dr. Dre touch?
I mean, in all honesty, the beat is as you hear it.
You hear it in the background?
Yeah.
That's the beat Jake sent me. Yeah. So
it's pretty much the same.
It's the same thing. Yeah.
Congratulations.
I mean, but just to be clear, Dre didn't like taking credit or nothing.
No, he didn't.
He's always been super
well,
100.
Well, I shouted you in the intro,
like,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
He shouted you in the intro.
He's always been cool to me.
Yo, shout to Scarface who's listening. He just said I need to do his album. So I'm going to do his album. And I'll talk to you about that later.
Okay.
Back to Jake 1 and Ian Hawthorne.
So,
Tuxedos
you know, it's like... I lost my train of thought. You got side talk.
Hey, it's exciting, man. Shout out to Scarface, man.
What's up, Brad?
He's true, too.
What's up, Brad?
Face Mob. Yo, shout out to everybody in Seattle. Shout out to the B-Boys out there. I used to go out there with Rocksteady Crew and my homegirls. They used to take me to see Bruce Lee at like 3 in the morning. I loved it, man. I had some good times over in that city. I had one of my teeth pulled over there. The arsonist broke up in Seattle. You know, that's great times in that wonderful city. for sure.
Life.
I loved it. I loved it. So Maya, man,
Kodak moments.
You know, you go to LA in 2005, and I guess when do you get your feet like really something official happens?
You know what? I was DJing and doing like rap beats and stuff, and then I met Peanut Butter Wolf from Stone's Throw out there, and he gave me my first shot really at him. But he didn't like none of my rap shit. He was like, you need to do the soul stuff instead. And I was like, all right, fine, I'll do it if you're gonna put it out on Stone Star, I'll do it, and then Smart. I'll go back to doing my rap beats.
You only had the two records, right?
Yeah, and then I never went back to doing the rap beats.
And you did all that with no auto-tune or none of that, right? Like just straight.
I've never used auto-tune.
Were you ever like classically trained singing?
No, not at all. I'm still not a good singer.
That documentary was amazing. It's about making cuts. Like, some people can sing the national anthem, but they don't make good songs.
Yeah, and I've always considered myself more of a writer and producer than a singer.
Let's just go.
I know you think we can make it all work out, but I gotta tell it like it is.
Static collector.
I don't wanna make this any harder than it needs to be, so don't cry.
Tuxedo. Now we're gonna play some Tuxedo.
Oh my God, these guys, you know, the catalog, you know, coming, being in the big in the underground and just enjoying that movement from the Fat Beats era and stuff like that.
Fat Beats era.
Yeah, we was just talking about
that. Man, Fat Beats used to hate if you weren't from New York. Keep it real.
Yeah, no, they hated on me for sure.
Well, that's funny because
I can see that a little bit. No, why? Because I would go to Fat Beats at night. See what I saw, and then I go to like Newry Comics, and they'd have like Mystic Journeyman and all that other shit that they didn't sell.
That's crazy because it was Eclipse, so blame Eclipse. Eclipse, if you're listening fault. To, you ruined hip-hop.
If you didn't sample a snare from Union Square, you would not.
right.
if you didn't work at Max Fish, you weren't allowed. Listen, Fat Beats was very New York.
I was signed to Barack Records, the same label as Slum Village, and we sent them stuff from Detroit. They were like, nah.
They were like, nah.
I think the reason. They got more props. Shout out to, what's his name? My man, Chris Nagy.
Yeah.
The reason they got more love, I think, is because Dilla was, like, in with Q-Tip and all that. And, like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, Slum Village always got...
That shit was so hot, they had to bow down.
It was definitely ahead of its time and all that.
Yeah, for sure.
It still just didn't get what it should have got. I mean, it never did. Even in Detroit, it didn't get as much love as it should have got, you know? They never got played on the
to
radio
this day,
in Detroit,
though, I think
ever.
Fantastic Volume 1 is... I mean, Volume 2, my bad. Volume 2 is, like...
It's
that
the
goes
best rap album of all time.
Yeah, yeah,
of all
it's
time?
Up for me.
Of
all
it's up time. There. I don't know about all time, but it's up there. It's up the top
it's
10.
Number one
it's
for
top
me.
10 for me.
It came out the week I graduated high school. Like, right around there. Like,
that album completely changed the way that I looked at music.
You still... you still have family in Hawthorne?
I do, yeah, in Ann Arbor, Michigan. In Detroit, yeah. My whole extended family is in Detroit. I go back there as much as I can.
That's good. Really good. I mean, you know, what you brought to the game is interesting because I saw you as a hip hop dude, even though you evolved.
And, yeah, that's where I came from for sure. Man.
Yeah, and I loved it because we would do some runs in Europe, and I'll see you like you know you're mm-hmm. headlining festivals and stuff like that, which is you know it's very good to know that somebody who has a strong foundation and. In you know what we all love as the culture goes, but you know you're winning, man. So congratulations to you. Man. If we had a sound clap effect, this would be the moment. Thank you.
Hey.
But yeah, that's really dope, man. Jake, this whole new, so this is the second time around. You guys did this, what, 2013?
2015. We might have put out our first songs in 2013.
Yeah, it was. No, why? Because remember we had the brunch in South by?
South
by Southwest.
Ooh, we got it in that year.
It was like 11:30 and we drank a lot. Kept drinking. What else is new?
Hey, Static is a savage out here.
He is.
I've been showing a little bit. I've been home 3 times this week before 4 a.m., which is like...
That was a nice
night. Last night. I dropped you off at 7:30 a.m.
Oh, my God.
We were finished last night, fam.
It's amazing.
Hey, yo, you coming to Fat Buddha to party with us after this? Or?
Where's that at?
It's where's
that? Static DJ. It's not LES.
We're going to get crazy, so if you guys want to roll, you know.
Yeah, we're going to have to pull up.
Yeah.
I'll play Henny and Ginger Ale all night.
Exactly. So off this Tuxedo man. Too.
It's a jam.
Yeah. What joint is the most appropriate for this show?
We were talking about this show. And I was like, we can't be playing all that happy shit.
Nah, we gotta play Rotational.
Yeah, Rotational is kind of like real West Coast G funk. But you don't play none of that shit either, but you know.
I don't play G funk.
You don't.
Bro, I play.
You just play New York shit. You be hating.
You don't. Turn this mic up.
That's real East Coast.
I play a lot of, yo, put it this way. Warren G will hit me on. I don't even know Warren. He hits me on Twitter all the time. Bro, I go in on all the. I do Nate Dogg tributes. I do. You're probably gonna go on some shit. I play album cuts.
That's what we're on. Nate Dogg tribute.
Our whole career is a Nate Dogg tribute.
That's amazing. Rotational, man. Yo, I play a lot of West Coast. Round and round we go. Yo, May 5th, grand opening, Bar Bar, LA. I'm there. Some special guest. Might do a monthly. Let's go. Out in the cold, all around the gas. That's just the way they roll. Rotational.
Indianapolis, enough. Got Waco, Texas. Chill. We got Atlanta, Georgia. That, like, we got mad people. Like, yo, such a
mad people.
Thank you.
organized it. A man that a lot of people in the radio business across the country know, I think. His name is Jerry Bannon.
Oh, yes.
I'll sit down with us and we'll visit face to face next.
I know Jerry. Everybody knows Jerry.
It's Farmer Friday. I am Darren Hefty on the next Thank PhD Radio Show. We celebrate Farmer Friday by taking your calls and questions all throughout the show. Even
it's Farmer Friday.
Now you're getting on something. Now, listen, I'm in Larry Dallas's corner. I'm a fan of Larry Dallas. Larry Dallas has been, you know, him and I have been friends. He was at my wedding. I mean, I don't want to see any pain for Larry. But if you do kind of crap the bed on Saturday,
yeah,
anything's out there, man. But I am in your corner. I actually think that you're going to do a good job. I know how much time you spent in the gym to kind of look remotely a little like Shawn Michaels. And the fact I'm sure you've been doing a lot of singing in the shower. So I'm actually in your corner. I actually think you're going to do a good job. I think I've been preparing for this moment my whole life in a lot of ways. So, like, I got the leather chaps. I got the white pants. I mean, I am ready to work. I don't know how many suitcases you brought. I had to bring two suitcases with me to Orlando because the amount of suits and outfits I have for this weekend. I was born for this week, and I am ready to go perform Sexy Boy. And besides, it's not like you set the bar too high with your John Cena rap.
Oh, wait a second.
Wait a second here. First of all, nobody complained about my performance of John Cena and me doing the rap in the entrance scene. Nobody. Actually, people complimented me how I actually looked like John Cena on that day. I did a perfect job. No complaints. Nobody bitched. I don't know what the hell you're talking about. You have something. Wait, you have to say that. Those are big, big shoes that you have to fill this weekend at Harry Buffalo.
Well, we're 5 days a week now. We have some new listeners. I think at some point, maybe you should play the song today, and people can see so they can have something to compare it to on Saturday when I steal the show, like Shawn Michaels always does.
It's called Keep It in the Condom. You're not getting any of that today. You're going to have to go to Harry Buffalo on Saturday, 3 to 5, to see Larry Dallas now humiliate himself. Because now I'm not in your corner. I was your friend, and now I'm not. When we come back, you talk about run-ins. Some big things from this WrestleMania weekend is rumors. We're going to dive into a lot of rumors that people are talking about when we come back right here on Busted Open.
If it happens inside or outside the ring, we talk about it here on your home for pro wrestling, SiriusXM Rush 93 and the SiriusXM app. Every Major League Baseball game is on SiriusXM. Use the SiriusXM app to hear your hometown call and get interviews, analysis, and insight all day.
Every day.
On MLB Network Radio. Sirius 209 XM89.
Cleveland are able to shut other teams down because of Andrew Miller.
Every game from the first pitch on opening day.
Swing and a miss.
To the last out of the World Series.
And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
It's on SiriusXM.
It is on.
Your phone with the SiriusXM app.
TV show themes lovely.
Early to rise, we gotta get paid.
Early to
yo,
bed.
Yo, we gotta get laid.
Backspin, get it right.
Jigga, jigga, make up, nigga.
How you figure?
Yeah.
Fun. Neef got the weed, Hush got a gun, CJ got my credit cards and a lot of ones. Yeah, I'm in the city of the purple sprite. Someone tell Malaya I'm on fire. all the king of diamonds and so shining, it be worth the flight. I'll be at my table stacking dollars set a perfect height. Worth something.
It's a certain energy.
You know what?
I'm real fucking lazy.
When I was listening to that song that you did with of course it's got Rick Wilson. That is so great. You know, when did you shed the skin of or say I am more than a rapper?
Oh, me?
To you.
Oh man, I was never really a rapper. I was more of a DJ producer. I was always a DJ.
On satellite radio. This is just like it's a real song. I mean, I guess it is a real song. You know what I mean? I don't know that I need to hear the whole thing though. That's really. Especially when there's so much Craig David we could be listening.
Jerry, we need you at the circuit. The night after WrestleMania. And again, now with SmackDown being live, maybe even the Tuesday after WrestleMania. I don't think anything like that happens on Sunday, but I will say this. This tag title match for the Raw Tag Team titles is a ladder match. First of all, none of those teams scream ladder to me at all. So it is kind of crazy that they now have that stipulation for WrestleMania 33.
Dude, poor Enzo can't take a regular bump, and you're putting him on a ladder like that. Like, why on earth would you ever do that to poor Enzo? Like, Enzo can't do anything right to begin. Like, as far as like in ring, technically, he's just not as gifted as other guys. The last person I put in a ladder match would be that guy.
Yeah, and I listen, we've seen Cesaro in ladder matches, and he's had some amazing spots as well. But again, those teams don't scream ladder match. And with all these rumors going around, we were hearing these rumors, Larry, before they even made this stipulation. So now that they've made this stipulation, you can't blame fans for screaming this out. It's all over social media. Now, of course, Matt and Jeff don't either deny or verify at all anything, which is the smart thing to do. But I would be shocked, I mean shocked, if we saw Matt and Jeff at WrestleMania 33.
The only thing that really adds smoke to that fire is the fact that it's a ladder match. Right before you even said it, I was looking at the card, and I was thinking, I was like, that is a weird ladder match right there. So if you're going to bring you would think that the tag division on SmackDown needs them more. But the ladder match is letting you think that there's got to be a reason for it, right?
Yeah, you would think.
What else are you going to do with these guys?
And you know what? You just brought up another point, and I think it's so true. SmackDown would need a new tag team before Raw does. So if we were going to see a move like that, I don't think it would be in the Raw match. It would be in SmackDown match, and now it makes even less sense.
Yeah, I mean, but they haven't always done things that made sense for us logistically when you looked at roster-wise. I mean, obviously, there's probably a draft coming up some point after Mania, too, so this whole deck can be reshuffled. But for me, if you're going to put a tag team somewhere, you put them on SmackDown. But then there's also the problem that if you put them on SmackDown, they don't really have many opponents out there. I think the draw for them right now would be the Hardys versus the New Day, or the Hardys versus the Club and stuff like that. I that's where I would see them as far as big money matches. But SmackDown needs the tag team depth more than anything. I mean, the tag titles, I think the SmackDown tag titles are the only titles not being defended at Mania.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, they're in the Andre the Giant Battle Royal now.
Which is crazy to me, especially what we saw with the Usos and American Alpha. I'm surprised that that's happened.
The entire SmackDown tag team roster is in that Battle Royal. Like, there's not a single tag team wrestler on SmackDown that's having an important match other than that Battle Royal. So, I mean, that is the weakest division by far in that company across all their brands to me. That is the SmackDown tag division. But I just don't know. At the same time, you're saying it's the weakest division. There's not really matchups for them. And that's the problem with Gable and Jordan right now. There's just not matchups for these guys. But I don't know. If there's one thing they need to really focus on rebuilding, it's the SmackDown tag division. But I guess with the ladder match, you want to think that it would happen. And honestly, there's probably no bigger time to bring them back than Mania or Monday to get the exact reaction you're looking for. Because I think the crowd reaction this week will be much higher than at any other show that they would debut them on.
And listen, what we're going to see on Saturday in Lakeland for Ring of Honor at their Supercard of Honor, I mean, the Young Bucks going up against the Hardys, that's a huge match. It's one of the biggest matches of WrestleMania weekend. It would be really shocking to me if the next day we saw them in the WWE. Though, I do think we are going to see them in the WWE. It's just not going to be on Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, I think right now, I think it's all signs point. And you got to wonder, you know, because now me on the other end of this is looking, if you're a Ring of Honor and you only had him for this show, what, do you think it's worth it from their end just to get this big one match payoff and lose another talent to WWE?
I think it is, because they got a sold out show for WrestleMania weekend, and it's now an iPay-per-view as well. So I think they're definitely going to make some coin, which, again, like I said, is one of the biggest matches of WrestleMania weekend.
Oh, it's absolutely one of the biggest matches, but I'm just looking, like, obviously they added the Hardys and they added Bully, and those are two big additions to their roster. But, you know, Adam Cole was just on yesterday, and he's talking about how he doesn't know what he's going to be doing after his contract. Kyle O'Reilly's left the company. Bobby Fish is taking free agent dates. Donovan Dijak and Michael Elgin are debuting for Evolve this weekend. You know, there's a lot of guys that have left that company. I just don't know if the image I want to send out if I'm Ring of Honor is more people leaving us, even if you were just bringing them in for this one big match.
But I don't think anybody really looks at the Hardys like they're a permanent part of the company. I never really saw it that way. And it's but I hear what you're saying as far as Ring of Honor, because they've had some departures, but it's almost like people are overlooking what's taking place on Saturday. They're ROH Tag Team Champions, for crying out loud. People are overlooking that fact, and they're looking ahead to the WWE. Now, I do think that the Hardys are going to finish up with the WWE, but it's not going to happen this weekend. I would be shocked.
I'd be shocked, too, but that'd be a hell of a... That'd be the most newsworthy thing out of this weekend, no matter what happens on Mania, if they go from Ring of Honor on Saturday right to WWE Mania on Sunday. But they would be the only... They would be the only guys in wrestling that would do a show with Ring of Honor, do a show with WWN, and do a show with WWE.
It's crazy. I mean,
that's a pretty important thing this weekend.
It's a pretty, pretty busy weekend. Again, and also, are they going to be Broken Matt Hardy and Brother Nero? 844-796-7874. Let's go out to Charles in Georgia. Charles, what's going on, man?
Hey, how are you doing today?
What's up, Charles?
Yeah, Charles. All right. Well, I'm home. So, hey, cool. Yeah, I don't know. Everybody have a good night. See y'all in the morning.